women are a very important part of the agricultural labor force. Globally, in developing countries, they represent probably 45% of all those people who engage in agriculture and produce food. But this global average masks significant regional variation, because this proportion of women in agricultural labor force ranges from less than 20% in certain parts of Latin America to 50% and maybe even more in important countries in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. So in those places, agriculture is really feminized, as we call it technically.
And are we talking predominantly about small holdings?
Yes, yes. The vast majority of agriculture producers in countries that are dependent on agriculture for the economic growth are smallholders. So women are really an important part of this very important group of food producers. And the problem is that many of them face significant challenges and obstacles in their economic participation and in their access to economic opportunities. Not that men don't face those challenges, but there are sort of additional circumstances on the side of women that make life much more difficult for them compared to their male counterparts.
Is that predominantly because of their role as carers, as mothers?
That's part of it. I would say that the main generic explanation is the socioeconomic context of rural societies. Part of it are cultural norms and expectations that relate to women's role. Part of it, for instance, is that women find it much more difficult to access quality education. So, and that extends very broadly also to knowledge of farming practices and rural technologies. So they are really disadvantaged on several fronts.
So is this holding back economic development? Is that the key argument that needs to be made when we're talking about ending hunger and poverty?
What we like to say in FAO is that rural economies and food production in particular is underperforming in a significant number of developing countries, and part of the reason is that women do not get the same access to resources, opportunities, support services that they need to be productive.
So give us some real life examples of the kind of projects that FAO and perhaps you yourself in particular have been trying to progress in terms of helping to tackle these big global issues.
Let me mention one project which is very close to my heart. It's a joint project together with WFP, IFAD and UN Women that we are implementing in 7 countries on 4 continents. And it's a very interesting project because we are combining our efforts, the Rome-based agencies, FAO, IFAD, WFP and UN Women, and we are each doing what we can do best to support rural women in those countries. And so there is a bundling of interventions that's going on, and also we are all targeting the same group of beneficiaries.
So is it working?
It is working. It is working. The project is actually quite young. The real activities started only towards the end of 2014. But as of now, we are already seeing very positive results in tens of thousands of women who have received capacity development support. In some cases, they received also implements for farming. A big part is actually bringing women together, helping them to organize at village and community level, to share their experiences and to support each other. Part of that support is, for instance, that we are facilitating the creation of saving groups, which is hugely important for rural women because it allows them to pool their resources so that they can borrow money for their agriculture activities and actually invest in their own agriculture enterprises.
And how important is it to change men's minds as well, if we're talking about the problems of perhaps overly patriarchal societies? I mean, presumably the men have to have their minds changed too.
It's actually absolutely critical for our project to not to leave men behind. They need to be part of those interventions. We are here very careful in this project because our beneficiaries are primarily women, but we make sure that for instance, when we go to the villages, we always bring men along. So they become convinced of the usefulness of these interventions.